Hey there, Power Achievers. Find out ways to improve your skills and increase your business free by taking top courses produced by skilled instructors. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources to find out more. Also, get easy to follow strategies that will put you on point to achieve any goal that you set. Get your free Power Up Today newsletter. Quick to read and easy to follow. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter and find out more. Okay, let's get ready to do life with power.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey there, Power Achievers. Everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, here on this magnificent Monday. Our topic for today is goals and confidence, a success combination. And before we really get into talking about how goals and confidence are such a great combination, how it can really boost your success and really take you to where you want to be, pretty quickly, I want to remind you guys to continue to sign up for the Intentional Goals course, because the interest level has to be high enough, because these are courses that I put together. So I don't want to spend time putting something together where there's not a high interest level. Now, there is an interest level, and some of you have signed up. And there are those of you that did sign up and you've forgotten to confirm your emails. Remember, to get anything free or anything from our website coming to your email address, you must confirm. You want to give us permission to send you that information, because we don't want to spam anyone. So go to designingyourlifetoday.com. It's right there on the homepage. You can click on the link and you can get registered, or go to designingyourlifetoday.com/achievement. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/achievement. I have to take my time when I say that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about goals and confidence and how it is a success combination. If you've been following our show over the last week, then you know that all last week I gave you some of the key components to goal achievement, or to creating unstoppable confidence, which will, of course, lead to some amazing levels of goal achievement. This week, we're going to finish up with that. There are some more components that you want to pay attention to, and I'm taking my time and breaking each one of these down, because I want everybody to have that unstoppable confidence to go for what it is you want in your life. Listen, you only live once. Some people seem to think that you're reincarnated, and you know what? Whether you are or aren't, that's not the point. The point is that power is in the present moment and you are here now. So you don't want to wait until you come back to your next life. You want to get it done now, right? Okay. So we're going to talk about why goals and confidence, why it's such a strong combination, why it will really boost your success to an all-time high. The truth of the matter is, it is very difficult to kind of have one without the other. And, you know, they really complement each other to help you build your dream life, build the lifestyle that you've always wanted. Think about it. Without goals, you don't have that clarity. And without clarity, we're really not confident, because we don't know where we want to go. We don't know where we're going. So our confidence is not really as high as it could be. And the flip side of that is, without confidence, we can set goals all day long, but we're going to come up with tons of excuses as to why we are not achieving those goals, why we're not getting it done, because we don't have the confidence. So we will talk ourselves out of our highest and best life, out of doing what we really want to do and getting the things that we really want to have. I mean, in short, a natural complement to unstoppable confidence is really being a goal-oriented person. Goal orientation and confidence, well, what they do is they form a combination that will make all of your dreams come true. And that's what you want. That's that success combination that you want to bring into your life, or that you want to ignite and just really just let that those sparks fly when it comes to you getting what you want and bringing what you want into your life. The reality of it is that it is so important that we all, you know, work to have that foresight to know what we want out of our lives. And so when you can have the foresight to know what you want out of your life, then you really are going to have confidence, because you know exactly where you want to go. And it's going to be really hard for people to talk you out of your dream. People who don't know what they want out of their life, they don't know what they're what they want to have, they are often confused, and they're angry. And they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry with everyone else, and they're blaming everyone else, and it's someone else's fault that their life is not working out. Now, this is not to make anybody feel badly. The reality of it is that I want everyone to understand that you have it within you to set these goals and to take your confidence, to give your confidence that boost so that you become this unstoppable achieving machine. It is necessary for you to set your goals so that when they're fully realized, you will find yourself living that dream lifestyle that you always wanted to live. And then what happens is it grows from there. See, it just continues to get better. You know, biblically speaking, the Bible tells us that those who have a little will get even less, and those who have a lot will acquire more. So this is why you want to understand that goal achievement, this isn't a cumulative thing. This is something that you have to connect from one thing to the next, and one level of life to the next, because it's progressive, and it is intended for you to grow and realize your full potential and what you're really made of. You know, with your vision, and you have this strong vision in mind, then you will take the time to start to pay attention to your goals. The real reason that people don't achieve their goals, there are a couple of reasons. Number one, they don't have that confidence. People often know what it is they want for their lives. For example, if you don't have enough money, you know you want more money. You just don't really have the confidence to open up and receive it, or open up and go get it. So that is kind of what stops us. But when you can have this vision and you can stay focused on your vision and keep that vision at the forefront of your mind, now you're going to get what you want. Now, I have found that through a lot of the people that I talk to, some of the people that I coach, one of the things that I find is that they say, well, I have a vision, but it's hard for me to stay focused on my vision. It's hard for me to stay the course when it comes to my vision. Well, that's what our goal achievement in a flash is all about. And you're going to find out more about that throughout this week and, of course, during the month of October, because October is going to be a really big month for all of us. And I'll give you a little sneak peek right now. In October, we are going to address fear to the nth degree. I'm going to explain it from A to Z, and we're going to have guests come on the show who's going to talk about it and how to overcome it. And so you're going to get all of your answers when it comes to fear. And so we've got a lot planned around that. I figure, you know, October, it was fitting, because that's what Halloween is in that month. And people are so focused on spooky movies and seeing if someone can scare them and that kind of thing. Well, that's all in fun, but the truth of the matter is, when you allow fear to stop you from achieving your goals, then that's not fun. So let's get back to goals, because and the fear part, I wanted to kind of give you guys a sneak peek into what's coming up. But in our goal achievement in a flash, we will address how do you stay focused on that vision, and how do you become so focused on that vision to the point where you are confident that, first of all, achieving that, it's a done deal, which means you're going to follow through. The object of the game in a lot of cases, so when we talk about goals and confidence, is sometimes people start at the top. Now, Stephen Covey tells us to begin with the end in mind. And a lot of people think that that means that if you want to be a millionaire, you start spending money like a millionaire. Well, you don't have a millionaire's money. That's not what he means. What he means is in your thought process, in your mindset, in your behavior. It's not about stepping out there and going broke. So the thing is, when you think about your goals and getting to where it is you want to be, it is important that you understand, yes, you begin with the end in mind, in that you kind of have an end point for that level of your life, but be wise enough to plan out what's called medium range goals. Now, medium range goals, these are the goals that are kind of in between your immediate short-term goals and your long-term vision. If you want to boost your confidence when it comes to goal achievement, as well as goal setting, then you want to kind of identify your medium range goals. What often talks us out of achieving our goals is the fact that we go straight to long term. And when you go straight to long term, you know what? You make yourself afraid because it's something you've never done before. You're pushing yourself to a whole nother level. So you want to focus on those medium range goals. Here's what happens. When you accomplish your medium range goals, then you will know that you're on the right track to achieving everything you want. And so that's going to give you that confidence boost that you need. And as a result, your goal setting, effective goal setting, your actual goal achievement will give you that confidence boost. And when you put all that together, that is one powerful success combination. So that's why goals and confidence, they are truly a success combination. I mean, it's amazing. You want to also take the time to break down all of your medium range goals into even smaller, more immediate goals that you're going to accomplish, let's say, in the next 90 days that are coming up. And you will see, you'll start to see that results. I think what happens nowadays is, you know, we're taught to set goals for the entire year, or we're taught to set goals 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 years. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with planning out your life and projecting out your life. But here's the thing. When doing that, we sometimes forget that we have to allow for the plan, the real purpose, for the real purpose of our lives or for us being here to unfold. We're so focused on how we think it should play out over the next 10 years, say, until we forget that it is actually those medium range goals and those daily goals, those weekly goals that is going to allow our most powerful selves to unfold, because there's power in the present moment. 10 years from now is your future, 5 years, 3 years, even 90 days from now or 1 year. It's just, but the 90 day goals are better. Why? Because they're short range. It allows you to adjust much faster. And so I know what we've been told since the beginning of time, but listen, at the rate things are moving now, do you know that things are happening a lot faster in our society? People are achieving a lot faster. People are earning a lot more money. People are growing at a rapid rate when it comes to their personal lives, when it comes to their physical being and every aspect of who they are. So things are happening a lot faster. So I would say, yeah, plan your 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, even your projectile for 10 years, but definitely put a lot of power and a lot of your personal energy into your next 90 days. You're going to be surprised as to what you can accomplish in this year, 2016. And as I often say, as we get towards the fourth quarter, I'm always quick to remind people and let people know, listen, you want to get that momentum going now. You don't want to do what most people do. And what happens is after December 15th or December 1st, people actually give up on their goals. Well, I'll pick it up next year. I can't wait for 2017 to get here. I'm going to do things a whole lot better. Well, at the risk of sounding like the voice of doom and gloom, you're not. And the reason why you know you're not is because if you're repeating the exact same cycle over and over and over again, then that tells you that your goal setting method, first of all, it needs some adjustments. It also tells you that your goal achievement method, that you're using needs some adjustments. And yeah, it also means that your confidence needs a boost. In other words, you want to put more focus on your confidence. So what you really want to do is be sure that you break those goals down. And you want to continue breaking them down until you have those monthly and even weekly and daily goals. And of course, your daily goals is rooted in your daily routine. Finally, you will have specific actions to undertake each and every day. When you look at that daily routine, you're going to see those actions in order to move you ultimately toward your dream life, the life that you desire. The truth of the matter is you want to set an outcome for everything you do, and you want to live life with the kind of purpose that drives your passion. See, people tell you to live life with purpose, but I'm saying live it with your purpose, the kind of purpose that your special gift that you were meant to bring to the forefront and deliver into this world, and that's going to drive your passion. And I can assure you, you're going to be a happy person. You're going to be an excited person. I mean, unless there's something physically wrong or emotionally wrong where you perhaps need some therapy, professional therapy, and I mean that seriously, then you are really going to thrive. And the truth of the matter is, when you set kind of a goal and have those goals and you see outcomes and all the things that you want to do for your life, you are going to be more excited about who you are as a person. And you're going to be glad that you did that. And I mean, think about it. I'm talking about running a 10K in, as a matter of fact, it's next month. So I'm talking about running a 10K. I mean, I couldn't just jump out and start doing it. I had to practice, and I've been practicing. And if you've been listening to our Tone It Up Tuesdays, then you guys know that I do have a personal trainer. And Ronnie has been working with me to really help me become physically stronger and to use my muscles more. You guys will be surprised. I am so amazed, but we're not going to talk about that because this is not Tone It Up Tuesday. But the point that I'm getting at is that either way, no matter what I do, the training and all of that, until I made the conscious decision and made it a goal and decided that I was going to take some action on it and decided I was going to put one foot in front of the other, then nothing happened. In order for me to run a 10K, you know what's going to happen? I am going to have to put one foot in front of the other, do it one step at a time. What point am I making here? The point that I'm making is that with your goals, you want to set them and you want to pay attention to them and have that clarity and have those medium range goals and really pay attention to what you're doing each and every day. Your goals are going to happen when you take it one step at a time. What is essential when it comes to goals is that you keep going and that you never quit. And most importantly, you take advantage of the present moment by doing it now. Whatever you're doing today, whatever you're doing now, that is going to determine your outcome. What kind of information are you taking in? If you're listening to Designing Your Life Today, listen, then I know that you're getting some good information, not just because I'm bringing you the information, but I am in fact a goal achievement strategist, and I've helped a lot of people achieve their goals. And the people that I've worked with that I noticed that didn't achieve their goals, it is because they didn't stay the course. They quit, and they didn't take advantage, most importantly, of power in the present moment. They kept looking into the future and wanting things to happen almost immediately. Now, when we talk about goals, there must be some kind of outcome that you have in mind. This is what inspires you. This is what gives you that confidence that you need to keep going. And I want to put a little kind of caveat here. It's my caveat for today's show. Outcomes and goals, they are similar in scope, but they have subtle differences. So they're not the exact same thing. Goals typically have higher stakes attached to them. They're bigger in thought, bigger in action, whereas an outcome is more like a mini goal that you desire from a smaller situation. So in other words, whatever you're doing today, if you're in sales, sales and you're making 5 sales calls and you want a particular outcome, but those 5 sales calls are actually leading you to a much larger goal. And so outcomes are smaller and the bigger picture would be your goals. Now, the point that I'm getting at here is that whatever goals you set, you want to see the outcome of every action that you engage in. You know, a goal is, it's been said that a goal is a dream with a deadline. And I'm kind of changing that a little bit to say that a goal is a desire with a deadline. Why? Because a desire is more of it's more of a feeling word. It's more emotional. It's more impactful. It's more energetic. Dreams implies that you just float along and they just feel good for that moment. But a desire is something that you feel in your heart of hearts and you really want to make it happen. So I'm going to say that a goal is a desire with a deadline. Now, when we talk about the outcomes, although they're much smaller in scope, they are still extremely useful. As I said a few moments ago, you want to use a series of outcomes to help you manifest the much larger goal. And when we talk about the usefulness of outcomes, by identifying what you want out of any activity or any interaction, you will be much more likely to obtain it when you look at what you want out of something. What daily outcome do you want? And see, here's the beautiful part about outcomes. It leads to that huge goal that you set. But what I want you guys to recognize is that if you focus on the much smaller mini goals, like the outcomes, it will bring you the bigger goal. And it's not going to be as scary, if you will, and it's not going to attack your confidence as much. So just get those day-to-day outcomes and you're going to be super excited about the fact what you get at the end of the week, for example. If you didn't know what you wanted out of an interaction, or if you didn't know what you wanted out of an activity, then how would you know which way to go? How would you know how to proceed? So that's why outcomes are really important. And that's why outcomes lead to the bigger goals. And that's why the goals boost the confidence. Not only that, when you have those outcomes in your mind, your confidence, it really gets excited. So you have to think about this if you want to achieve your goals. First of all, figure out what it is, what is it going to take for you to accomplish the bigger goal? So if you want to have that confidence boost, first of all, you got to know what the goal is. Once you know what that goal is, now you got to figure out what it's going to take. Notice I didn't say how you're going to do it. I said, what is it going to take? Because in order for us to achieve any goals, if you missed our shows last week, you want to go back and you really want to listen to last week's shows as I gave the various key components to creating that unstoppable confidence, or unleashing your unstoppable confidence. Because the thing is that when you figure out what you want to do, then and you have to figure out what it's going to take for you to accomplish it. And that means now you've got to pay attention to, well, the accomplishing machine. That would be you. So that means you have to now answer the question, what kind of person will I have to become in order to make my dreams come true? And so once you know what kind of person you have to become to make your dreams come true, then you want to commit to becoming that kind of person. And that's what makes goal achievement and confidence work so well together. It is your confidence that's going to allow you to commit to becoming that kind of person. Now, if you haven't signed up for the Intentional Goals course, I want to encourage you once again to go ahead and get signed up for that Intentional Goals course, because you're going to learn some different things about goal achievement. If you're a person who have set goals and you've been hit and miss for a long time, I can tell you, you want this free course. It's going to be awesome. In our Goal Achievement in a Flash, which is kind of the step up from the Intentional Goals course, yeah, I talk about the SMART goals, and we've heard a lot about the SMART goals. And SMART, of course, is an acronym that stands for the S is for specific, M measurable, A achievable, R realistic, and T time. But in our goal achievement in a flash, one of the things that I address is that you have to go beyond just SMART goals. Do you know how many people set SMART goals and actually don't achieve much of anything? It's been said that the successful people, they set SMART goals, but they leave something out. And we're going to talk about that in our goal achievement in a flash when we get to that level. But you guys want to go and get signed up for the free Intentional Goals course. And you don't want to wait till the last minute, because the thing is, here's the way I look at it. October is right around the corner. And for all intents and purposes, I think Veterans Day is like the only holiday, or Columbus Day, I believe it is the holiday in October. I don't really keep up with holidays that are in October. And I know a lot of people celebrate Halloween because people like to dress up and that kind of thing. But it's not like Thanksgiving. It's not like Christmas. It's not like all the other holidays that are taking place during the month of December, all of the religious holidays and the celebrations that happen starting kind of after November 15th. So the way I look at it is that during the month of October, that's such a great time for you to not only plan your 2017 goals, but it's such a great time for you to really look at kind of where you're going for 2017, but where you're going to end up in 2016. And you can use October. It's a great month for you to use that month as a planning month so that you're not the person who's last minute. So you really want to pay attention to our Intentional Goals course. It's simple. It's easy to follow. It's going to be super fast to get through that. And you want to position yourself to go to the next level, which is the goal achievement in a flash. The goal achievement in a flash is going to be awesome. Because the thing about goals, you know, as I said, goals are desires with deadlines. And remember, I changed that from goals are dreams with deadlines. So goals are desires with deadlines. And the thing is that if you don't have goals that are powerful, if you don't have goals that are supported by a strong desire, they don't do anything for your motivation, which means it doesn't do anything for your confidence. So it is so important for you to have those powerful goals and know what goes beyond just setting a SMART goal. Do you know how many people follow that acronym and set those SMART goals, and guess what? They end up setting the exact same goals again because they don't achieve the goals. See, even if you set a goal that's achievable, you have to understand the other components that go into causing you to move. Just because it's achievable doesn't mean that you're going to get it done. Think about it. People who are in direct sales, those companies have spent, I don't know how many millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, even, as I said, millions, to do the research to make sure that they don't set goals that are unachievable and unattainable. Yet, people still don't achieve those small, simple goals. So that tells you it takes more than just having a SMART goal. It takes more than having a goal that's achievable. So we're going to talk about all the rest of what will drive you to stay the course in our goal achievement in a flash. So you really want to get signed up for a free intentional goal setting course, because I tell you, you're going to be super excited about what's going to come after that. As we start to wrap up for today, I want to say another thing about the goals and the confidence and making it that really powerful success combination. Because I can tell you, when you can create a success combination for your life and you can put all of that together, one of the things that will happen, in addition to you getting the things that you desire, but one of the things that will happen is that you're going to find it a lot easier to keep setting goals, a lot easier to stay focused, a lot easier to keep going to that next level. And what I like to do in our goal achievement in a flash, one of the things that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about you creating a goal achievement agreement with yourself. And you're going to find out how to do that, because that is a very strong contract that you are going to make with yourself. See, it's not about knowing what you want. It takes a lot more than that. And when when you get your confidence intact and everything is kind of going where you want it to go, or you're feeling a certain way, now you need the rest of the tools so that you can get to where it is you want to be. I think that's pretty much all I have for you guys, except it's how you want to make it a goal to really assert yourself confidently in at least one area in your life. Now, before we wrap up, that's kind of all I have to say about goals and confidence and how you can really turn it into the successful combination for your life. And I want to say a couple of things. If you say, well, I can't wait, I want to get started now, my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, I do address the SMART goals, but I also talk about what you need to add to give those SMART goals that boost so that you can stay the course, so that you can stay focused, so that you can take action. You can go to Amazon.com. It's at Barnes & Noble. So wherever books are sold, you can just go out there and you can order your copy or request a copy. Barnes & Noble will be happy to order it for you. And you really just want to get started on how to effectively achieve your goals. First of all, effectively set them. And then secondly, you want to effectively achieve goals. You want to achieve goals or set goals that are very valid and very valuable to your life. I decided to do a power phrase this week. And so our power phrase for the week, you know, normally I do a power word, but I feel like a power phrase this week. I think I might branch off into power phrases. And a power phrase is be action packed. And what that means is you want to be so full of energy that you can't wait to make your goals happen. So the power phrase is be action packed. So how are you action packed? And the power action, I've got a power action for you this week. Where have you been holding back when it comes to goal achievement? And if you say, well, I haven't achieved anything, then go even further back and answer the question, where have you been holding back when it comes to just simple goal setting? You want to be honest with yourself so that you can get to where it is you want to be. And you want to create this relationship with you that will take you to another level and that will make you be your highest and best, that will inspire you to become your highest and best. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you today, except to remind you about the highlights that are coming up. Listen, if you're listening to our show on iTunes, I would love it if you would give us a review. When you review our show on iTunes and Stitcher, what happens is it is more visible to other people. It becomes more available to other people. And people who are really having challenges setting their goals, I would love for them to get this information. The goal achievement course or the intentional goals course is absolutely free. And I want to get that in the hands of as many people as possible. And of course, I can't do it without you. Our numbers are constantly going up on our show, and it's because of you. It's because you're kind of spreading the word about designing your life today. And I'm so super grateful to all of you for doing that. And I want to just kind of appeal to you again to give us a review on iTunes and give us a review for listening on Stitcher. And you can actually put a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, or you can go to patcouncil-designingyourlifetoday on Facebook, and you can put a comment about our show there. We would love to hear from you. And one last thing, go to our Please Tell Us What You Think and or tell us what you need, and let us know what you would like to learn about. If you're having challenges with achieving your goals, listen, I want to answer whatever questions you have. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to find someone who does. So take advantage of this, you guys. Well, with that being said, I want you to enjoy this magnificent Monday. And remember the power phrase. I want you to be action-packed. That's so full of energy that you can't wait to make your goals happen. And the power action for this week is, where have you been holding back when it comes to goal achievement? Write it down. Make yourself aware of it and take some action on it. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. We're going to be back tomorrow with more as we continue to learn how to have that unstoppable confidence. Do life with power. Highlights are coming up. Hey there again, Power Achievers. Thanks for listening to Designing Your Life Today. Listen, join our Powered Up Nation on Facebook at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Also, make more connections with me Pat Council, on all of my other social media pages. That's Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Instagram. Hey, by the way, tweet about our show on Twitter and repin some of our free goal posters from Pinterest designed to help you visualize and affirm your awesome destiny. Tune into Designing Your Life Today daily to get a fresh perspective when it comes to your personal success, your business success, and your all-around goal achievement. I am your goal achievement strategist, and I'm here to bring you information and strategies that will get you the best results. Get ideas and points of clarity from my Design a Lifestyle blog, and go to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources for the topic of the week. Be a power forward person. And you know what? Help grow our show by giving us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher and Stitcher, either or. And finally, feel free to download as many of our shows for listening or sharing with a friend, and check out our show notes for the highlights that